Please leave me be.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Lewis, and you're listening to CITR.
Maybe then I would have turned out right, but now I'm just crazy.
Stuff. That was Mira from her 2001 7-inch Small Sail. The song Don't Go. That goes out to my friend Becky Sandler, host of This Side of Monday. To congratulate her on her show going weekly. It's going to be every Monday night now, so check that out. And that's one of her favorite songs, so there it goes. There it goes out to her. Before that, we heard Joyride by Built to Spill from their 7-inch called Joyride, put out on K Records eons ago. And at the top, we heard Girls from San Francisco from their album, the song was Lust for Life. Great stuff. That album was released on Tuesday. I am very excited about getting my hands on a copy. I haven't heard the whole thing yet, but I imagine it'll be fantastic. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. My voice is a little scratchy. On today's show, we're going to hear a bunch of new stuff, some old stuff, mostly new stuff, some new Fiery Furnaces, some new Spiral Stairs, some new Vic Chestnut, some new Raekwon, and a bit of a comedy feature thing towards the end. The Comedy Fest is on right now in Vancouver, so we'll play a few little bits of comedy as well. First up, though, we're going to listen to some Fucked Up. They won the Polaris Prize, the great $20,000 booty. Whatever. Oh, God. The Polaris Prize is a music prize given out to a Canadian artist, recording artist. Fucked Up was nominated along with Chad Van Galen and Metric, Canada's Nickelback, as Cam Reed said, and a bunch of other, Patrick Wilson, a bunch of other people. I was rooting for Chad Van Galen. I really like his album, and, you know, he's a Westerner. There were no Vancouver bands nominated, which pretty gross oversight. But, you know, Fucked Up winning is pretty great. So we're going to hear their song, we're going to hear the song No Epiphany. Then we're going to hear a bit of Raining Sound and a local band called Indian Wars. So let's get to it. Here is Fucked Up from their album, their Polaris Prize winning album, The Chemistry of Common Life, the song No Epiphany. Here we go. We'll be right back.
I stopped trying to define punk around the same time I stopped trying to define Islam. They aren't so far removed as you'd think. Both began in tremendous bursts of truth and vitality that seem to have lost something along the way. The energy, perhaps, that comes with knowing the world has never seen such positive force and fury and never would again. Both have suffered from sellouts and hypocrites, but also from true believers whose devotion had crippled their creative drive. Both are viewed by outsiders as unified, cohesive communities where nothing can be further from the truth. I could go on, but the most important similarity is that, like punk, Islam is itself a flag, an open symbol representing not things, but ideas. You cannot hold punk or Islam in your hands, so what could they mean besides what you want them to?
CITR and the Vancouver International Film Festival present Twakor, The Birth of Punk Islam. Misfit Muslims the world over embracing a new subculture called Twakor, otherwise known as punk Islam. The film follows the three misfit rebels who dreamed up the whole thing.
We should go out west sometime and just load up a van till we can't fit no more and then have guys hanging off the side like in Rawalpindi. Down the I-90. Get a van, make like an interstate jamaat.
Twakor, The Birth of Punk Islam, is played Saturday, October 3rd at 9:30 p.m. and Monday, October 5th at 1:15 p.m. at the Empire Granville Cinema. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Boom! Yeah, all right. That was local band Indian Wars. I know nothing about these people other than that at the end of the month they're playing with Student Teacher and Time Cops at a place called The Beehive. I think October 29th? I don't know. But they're on MySpace. You can check them out. I read about them on a couple of websites, and they seem really cool. Indian Wars, if you're listening, give me a call. Let me know what's up. Before that, we heard Raining Sound from Memphis, Tennessee, with their song Call Me from the new very rockin' album Love and Curses. And at the top, we heard Fucked Up. Congratulations again to Fucked Up for winning the Polaris Prize and snatching it away from Metric and other mediocre bands like that. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. The Fiery Furnaces are coming back to town. They put out an album about a month ago. It's called I'm Going Away. So we're going to hear the song Staring at the Steeple. It's typically weird in that fiery furnacean way, but I still love it. After that, we're going to hear some Spiral Stairs. He was the guitarist for Pavement, and will soon be reacquainted with his Pavement folk. I'm sure lots of you heard about this, but Pavement are getting back together. So all sorts of indie kids from the 90s are freaking out. They're playing 4 shows in Central Park next September. They've already announced them, and then they're going to do a tour, apparently, so that's very exciting. But before that happens, Spiral Stairs is going to put out an album on Matador. It's called The Real Feel, and the song is called Maltese Terrier, so that's going to come out in October. And then at the end of the set, we're going to hear some Vic Chestnut, and I'll talk about him after we play the song. Here we go. This is Fiery Furnaces.
You followed me to Manchester to meet the guy who says my name. You heard him say my name, you heard him say my name. And now you gotta know where he stands from. Inside a booth or behind a desk or on his own 2 feet. Now we're gonna sit down face to face. I'm staring at the steeple, I'm staring at the steeple. I wonder who's preaching. They say it's 2 women in there. They say one wears a rope, one wears a crystal. One keeps time, and the other keeps the pistol. He sent me a check for $1,000. I thought it was a gift, but boy, was I wrong. Now I'm supposed to go and cash his check and give it out dollar at a time. Hand it out penny by penny by penny by penny by penny. Now I'm staring at the steeple, I'm staring at the steeple. I wonder who's preaching. They say it's 2 women in there. They say one wears a robe, one wears a crystal. Oh, one keeps time while the other keeps a pistol. Nobody can. If you can't talk to me, who can you turn to? If you don't make up your mind, I'm gonna make it up for you. And the days are getting darker and I'm all alone. We're practically married, no, but you're never at home. I'm staring at the steeple, I'm staring at the steeple. I wonder who's preaching. They say it's 2 women in there. They say one wears a robe, one wears a crystal. One keeps time, while the other keeps a pistol. We'll be right back.
collection. Maltese Terrier. Minus the barrier. Come from the hills, rots the hills, and now he's cool. Vinyl comparison. Walk down the streets, the party meets his reflection. I don't use my body when I'm with you. I don't use my body when I'm with you. I don't use my body when I'm with you. A friend of mine, I thought I would lose my mind, but I
found out with time that really I was not ready. No, no. Oh, death. Oh, death. Oh, death. Really, I'm not ready. Death, you hector me and decimate those dear to me and tease me with your sweet relief. You're cruel and you are constant. When my mom was cancer sick, she fought but then succumbed to it. But you made her beg for it. Lord Jesus, please, I'm ready. Oh, death. Oh, death. Oh, death. Really, I'm not ready. No, no.
Great job. That was Vic Chestnut from his forthcoming album, At the Cut. Vic Chestnut was the first first show I ever went to. Real show. I mean, I think I saw, you know, Lois and Bram or something before that, but my dad snuck me into the Starfish Room when I was 16 to see Vic Chestnut play. Great stuff. I really like him. So that song was called Flirted With You All My Life. Nice stuff. Before that, we heard... what did we hear? We heard Maltese Terrier by Spiral Stairs, and at the top, we heard The Fiery Furnaces. At this time, I do show announcements. Tonight, October Man is playing with the Abramson Singers and Bells Clanging at the Railway Club. Also tonight, Holy Fuck is at Venue. Cuff the Duke is playing with Zeus at the Biltmore. Tomorrow night, Final Fantasy is playing with Timber Timber at St. Andrew's Wesley Church. That's all ages. Also tomorrow night, Pearl Jam are at GM Place. Deer Tick is at the Biltmore. And DOA is at the Commodore. Also this weekend, Rifflandia. If you are thinking of, if you're looking for a big music festival, head over to Victoria. It should be a lot of fun. Lots of great bands playing, including Beach House, who aren't playing here but are playing over there. Dang. Saturday night, Gang Violence is playing at Glory Days at the Biltmore. Dead Ghosts are playing with the Suspicions and Manic Tracks at the Astoria. And Walter TV is at Funky Winker Beans. Also Saturday night, Empty Love, Halskopf, The Worker, Frozen Steak, Jared Evan Sampson, The National Shield, and Dr. Dad's Sound Lab at The Shed. Sunday night, the Pink Mountaintops are at the Rickshaw. Monday night, Jeffrey Lewis is at the Rickshaw. That's September 28th. And later on into the month, on the 1st and the 2nd. CITR is celebrating 24 hours of Radio Hell, Thunderbird Radio Hell. So Ben and Becky will be here playing bands, 24 hours of bands, crazy stuff. On the 3rd, Duchess and the Duke are playing at the Biltmore. Also that night, Kidnap Kids had their CD release party. Congratulations, Kidnap Kids, on finally getting that out there. They're playing with Fine Mist and Candles at Goonies downtown. October 1st, just going back a couple of days, City Center is playing at the Little Moon Studios. And into late October, Grizzly Bear are at the Vogue on October 14th. Islands are playing at the Rickshaw on the 20th. Yola Tango are at the Commodore on the 21st. The Jesus Lizard are at the Commodore on the 24th. On Halloween, Jeremy J is coming back to town. He's going to be at the Biltmore as a part of a big, huge Glory Days Halloween party. There's a bunch of bands playing both there and at the Astoria. It should be a lot of fun. And Japandroids are playing at the Biltmore on December 2nd. I'm going to end it there. Okay, that was a lot of bands to announce. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin' Donuts. Coming up next, we're going to hear... What are we going to hear? Let's hear this guy, John Carpenter. He has a new 7-inch out on the label Mexican Summer. The song is called Seasons. So we're going to give that a listen here right now. Here we go. Here it is. Oh, one other thing. If you want tickets to Holy Fuck, give me a call. I've got one pair of tickets to give away to Holy Fuck. So give us a call at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR if you want a pair of tickets to tonight's show of Holy Fuck at Venue. Okay, thanks. Bye.
save you now.
Push to the front, let the heat pump. Troops on the left, fight to the death. Fam on the right, infrared lights. Wolves in the back, ready to attack.
I pop off like a mobster boss. Angel hair with the lobster sauce. Summertime can't top the scores. Check my hot brother, drop the pause. FBI wanna watch the force. Tryna lock my source. Where I'm from, hit a max, text blocks and fours. Hide the safe, nigga, lock the door. No respect for the cops and laws. In the land with your own blood, brother, still plot for yours. Seeing things that'll drop your jaw. My soldiers got dropped in war. See the mirror on the project wall. Won't stop till I cop them all. Wanna block me, you got to brawl, trade shots and all. Cause I ain't on the clock for talk. The spot rush up, blow down the spot for sure. Still break off the block with raw. My stock is more than 10 around, watch your ball.
Deep pockets with the 8 on me, sleep with the safe in the wall. The camels on with the makeup and all. Swap 645, twist reaper in the flicks. Pop your warty ride, bolt this gun off from know your horse. You lie, fly, cry, Syria. Bury me in Africa with whips and spears and rough diamonds out of Syria. True dog, only I could do wrong. Rock fitted hats, get crack money and drive a sick blue joint regardless. I'ma blow regardless. Resume is straight up live. I shank niggas up for larger reason. Speak with the youth in the spot. Eat the fresh fruit in the crop. All these hip hoppers eat cock. You can see me in the street or the yacht. I'd rather be promoting your block or buying fresh niggas with guap. Yo, I'm an ill dude. Always been a real dude. Don't fuck around. I will spill on you and kill you in the field, boo.
Soldiers in the front, let the heat pump. Troops on the left, fight to the death. Fam on the right, infrared lights. Wolves in the back, ready to attack. Soldiers in the front, let the heat pump. Troops on the left, fight to the death. Fam on the right, infrared lights. Wolves in the back, ready to attack.
Leather jackets on, rocked up rock stars. Treacherous bank robbers, the plan go dull. We pop guards, the team gotta eat seeds. It's hungry, that's why we ain't scared to dump on niggas. Our guns is chunky, usually we bust niggas down with bats. Swell up they joints, elbow, wrist, they shins get cracked. We still humiliate, brutalize, Ruka pop, pulverize. Still got gear in the closet. That stupid lie from Benetton, rugby scullies. Oscars conducted jumpers, the train hat fit me lovely. Rain job is to make sure the coke is fluffy. While I politic his birthday bash with Puffy. Back knee as soon as I link up, the kid ain't inked up. I'm an old mummy, my go weigh as much as King Tut. Slip his robes is minked up. Under the durag, bro, my three-dimensional fade is clean cut.
Man, y'all niggas ain't shit to us. Fill a pistol butt, split your melon like I split the Dutch. Got a lot of piff to puff, and I ain't come for fist to cuff. Or for the cop that wanna click the cuffs. Man, it's that and then this bitch or what? Don't get it twisted, we twisted up and even mixed with dust. See, these fans can't resist the rush. They Wu-Tang for life, scar for life, they can't forget the cuts. Got a whole line of classic joints, and while you at it, pass the joint. Let's put this music past the point. A no return till they crash and burn. Down the ashes then, placed inside old dirty bastards urn. When it's my time to go, for sure, your nigga goes to war. What you think I brought these soldiers for? The same shot, like forget me not. That any nigga respect me. Bitch, that figure they gon' get me got.
Your basic kung fu's no good. You can't move fast enough. And you don't have enough strength. And your body movements are like a street fight. It's too easy for me to trip you up. Hey! Yeah. Hey! Hey! Ah. Hey! How's it feel, eh?
It's no good. I feel my back's broken.
You've still got a lot to learn.
My God, Raekwon, you're a bad man. That was Raekwon with Inspector Deck, Ghostface, and Method Man from his new album, Only Built for Cuban Links, Part 2, the song House of Flying Daggers. And that goes all out to all the kids at Clubs Days on the South Plaza of the Sub. Yo, what's up? You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, which is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Tonight, the Cuff the Duke with Zeus and Cloudspitter. Friday, Deer Tick with special guest Sun Wizard. Saturday, the early show is Mostreen's Republic, and the late show is Glory Days with Gang Violence. Monday is the Language Arts CD release party with The Ghost is Dancing and Rubik, and Wednesday is Sondra Lerche. Once again, that's the Biltmore Cabaret at 12th and Kingsway, and check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information. And thanks for the support. Okay, we only have about 10 minutes left, so I'm going to play a bunch of comedy. Now, I've tried to pick out the least offensive or least toilet talky bits by certain comedians. So, but there are a couple of bad words in this next little bit by David Cross. It's the only one without a ton of obscenities. So if you have delicate sensibilities, maybe mosey on along and come back in 10 minutes. But if otherwise, give this a listen. So this is David Cross from his album It's Not Funny from about 5 years ago. It was released on Sud Pop. After that, we're going to hear some Todd Barry and then some Steve Martin. And all three of them are in town right now for the Comedy Fest. Go to comedyfest.com, I think, for more information. But lots of great stand-up comedians, by international comedians and local guys, too. Okay, so here is David Cross.
So I was in Las Vegas, and I was at the New York Casino. And while I was there, I started wondering, do you think on September 11th that the people who worked at the New York Casino felt it a little deeper? I bet some did. Now, you know, because there's always those people, you've worked with them a dozen times, you know, those people who, you know, like, create their own identity by co-opting other people's pain. You know, that's how, they're the person who cares about, you know, it's usually some, you know, overweight woman in accounts receivable, you know, but, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know, Patty with the fucking, you know, hunky fireman calendar and the, you know, the Dilbert cartoons and, you know, just that, you know, tons of gay friends and just like, perfect night for me is curling up with my books, my Grishams, and I'm just lighting Yankee candles and taking a bath and have a thing, a chunky monkey, and just softly crying myself to sleep. Anyway, you know, but those, they're always, you know, the people, like some fucking kid falls down a well in Nova Scotia and they're fucking freaking out about it. And like, what did happen to the boy in the well? You know, like, well, a guy just got stabbed to death two blocks away, but there's a boy in a well, you know. And, but you know, they're still telling that story. You know, there are people that work there who are still telling that story to this day who just can't. I will never forget that. That day was so horrible for me. I'll never forget it. As you know, I work at the fake Mulberry Street Pizza. And that's like 100 feet from the fake World Trade Center. And I just think if I had been there, that could have been almost me, not me. Oh, thank God.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the street.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
This is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death. The destroyer of the world.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a HAL 9000 completely.
The Matrix is everywhere.
We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
I just spent a month in Scotland doing shows. After one of my shows there, a woman comes up to me. She goes, "Dad, can I talk to you?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Can I ask you a question?" I go, "What's that?" She goes, "Todd, are you gay?" I was like, "What was that?" She goes, "Todd, are you gay?" "Oh, am I gay? No, I'm not gay." Why do you ask if I'm gay? Well, I was watching you on stage and I'm thinking, ooh, this guy's gay. I go, what about my performance was gay? She goes, I don't know, your timing. Really? I have gay timing? And I started thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, I do speak slowly. And I guess in the space between my jokes, I could meet a man. Fall in love. Take the train to Canada. And make it all legal. And the weirdest thing that happened that night, there's a tap on my shoulder while I'm sleeping. I turn around. It's my timing. My time's like, Todd, buddy, I gotta talk to you about something. I've been meaning to get this off my chest. Todd, I'm gay. Like, all these years? Almost 17 years of comedy? And you've been carrying this around?
Oh, I'm so mad at my mother. I don't know. She's 102 years old. She called me up the other day. She wanted to borrow $10 for some food. I said, hey, I work for a living. So I loan her the money. I have one of my secretaries take it down. And yesterday she calls me up and says she can't pay me back for a while. I said, what is this bullshit, man? So I worked it out with her. I'm having her work on my transmission. And if she can't fix that, I'm having her move my barbells up to the attic. The whole thing. Also, I handle all my own personal finances, and I'm happy to see I recently purchased my own form of private transportation, which we landed out here at the airport this morning. It's not easy landing a station wagon out here at the airport. But actually, part of the money taken in here tonight will be going to charity. I never announce this ahead of time because it always sounds like a phony deal, but I do a lot of work with unwed mothers. Just helping them get their start. Now, come on. Actually, I love animals. And there's something going on in Mexico right now. Some people think it's a sport. I happen to think it's cruelty to animals. I'm talking about, of course, cat juggling. They take the little kitties, 10, 12 weeks old, and they juggle them for money. La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Of course, the poor little kittens are going, meow, 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 meow. And there's something going on in Kansas right now that makes me sick. They take little laboratory mice, never hurt anybody, take them out to Hollywood and tell them they're going to be in pictures.
That was Steve Martin from his album from the 70s, A Wild and Crazy Guy. Great, great, great stuff. Before that, we heard Todd Barry from his album Falling Off the Bone and some David Cross. And like I said, they're all at the Comedy Festival this week. Go check it out. If you are looking for something to do this afternoon even, go see Dave Shumka and Graham Clark recording their podcast live, Stop Podcasting Yourself. They're doing that at the Grand Westin at 3:30 this afternoon, and they are very, very funny people. I've never managed to make it to one of the live recordings of their podcast, but that's what I'd be doing if I didn't have to schlep back to work right now. I'm going to play one last song. I'm going to play Steve Martin from the soundtrack to The Jerk, a duet he does with Bernadette Peters. She plays Coronet, so the movie purports to represent. And it's a lovely little love song. That'll do it for this week. And Dunkin' Donuts, please check out the podcast if you like. It's at citr.ca. And I'll post the playlist eventually at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks so much for listening. And once again, if you want Holy Fuck tickets, call in right now. It's 604-822-2487. Here is Steve Martin and Bernadette Peters.
Experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.